Nevertheless, so zoo, the first one is that you're chayiv a korban even though you're eating it with Beis Din. That's the biggest chiddush. Then it says, loy zoo av zoo katani. There's a, such a difference. Zoo, the ain't sarf loy zoo katani. Even though I learned the first chiddush, I do not need the second chiddush. But that's a klal. Sometimes we learn it also. Because really the first chiddush is enough. This yachid, this Talmud now, that knows Beis Din where he made a mistake, he's eating it with Beis Din directly. That's a chiddush even in such a case. That he's eating it with Beis Din, still he's chayiv the korban. So that would have been enough for such a klal of zoo, ve'etzach lem zukatani. We still continue on, say more cases. Okay, then the Mishnah says, v'yod echad mehen, then it says, v'yod echad mehen sheto oi talmud v'ro lo'hiro. So tarati lomni, what's this double lotion of, echad mehen, good, that's the Beis Din. What says, shetalmud v'ro lo'hiro. What's this double lotion, he's a talmud? Means he's in the front rows, he's not part of the Dayanim themselves, but he's also royal or raw. Some are raw of Itzruch. I need both of them. Because I would have thought to say, when is this Yochid responsible for his own action to say that it's Chayiv a Korbin only if he's Gomer? Means he knows the Alochis. The Sover, he understands them. He could say Svaris. That's called, he really should have known that it's Asa, and if he listens, he's Chayiv a Korbin. Avul Gomer. Let's say he knows the lochis, but Loi Sover, he can't explain it. He doesn't know the reasons of the lochis. Loi, he's not called such a big a paskin. He's not a poisik. So therefore, he has a right to listen to Beis Din. Maybe he's called a shaygin. Could be part of a korban. That's the chiddush. No, even in such a case, he's chayiv a korban. Omalei Abaye says Lahoira means Gomer v'Sover mashma. The Mishnah says he had to be royal hoiroh to be a poisik means he's gomer, he learns halacha, he knows halacha clearly, and v'savri understands them also mashma. So mashma, the Mishnah throw him out in the case of both. Or Malay, he said back to him like this, I know halacha, I mean, this is what I mean to say. Imihi, if it would have just said hoiroh, true, have a minahan imili gomer v'savri, you're right. The Mishnah just would have said, a person that's royal hoiroh, you're right. That means the person that understands the halachas, he knows the halachas, and he also knows the svaras behind him. Therefore, Tana, the Mishnah says, royal or raw, it says a second time he's a Talmud, and royal or raw, it says a double lashon. A second lashon of royal or raw, Mishnah Yisera, since it says a double lashon here, it means to teach us that afilu gomer v'loy sover, even if the person just knows the halachas, he remember he learned in Cheder that this chaylev is treif. He learned this way. Now the person is just a gomer. He learned halachas, even though v'loy sover, he does not understand the reason why, or else sover, the person understands good reasoning. He is a baal svara, but v'loy gomer, he does not know all the halachas. Still, if l'maisa, you remember that you learned in cheder that this chaylev is treif, and now Beis Din comes and tells you it's mutter, you're not supposed to listen to them. And therefore you're not called a tola v'das Beis Din, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that you are chayiv korban. Then the Mishnah says, royal oiro, kagoin man, who's considered somebody that's royal oiro, amarodah kagoin, Shimon ben Azai, the Shimon ben Zayma. These two people, they're called royal oiro, Rashi says, shal yoshim lefech chomim. They used to sit in front of the chomim. They were fit to be a poisik. The Sanhedrin, whatever the Gemara says, Donin lefnei chachomim, it means Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zayma. Omalei Abaye asked the question, listen, if you're telling me now the Mishnah is talking about a Dayan or a Talmud that's royal or royal like Shimon ben Azai or Shimon ben Zayma, ki haigavna meziru. If this person goes home and eats the chalev, why does the Mishnah say it's chayiv the korban? He's amazing. He himself knows clearly, it's treif, he knows it's asa. He remembered, the psukim says treif. I, Bezin, says it's muta, it's a toyev of our Mishnah. L'chura, why is he called the shoygig yishai of the korban? He's 100% mazit. For the Gemara, the time, according to your reading, the time eich, for the time, that they would learn like this. The asoysa achas. If one person does the chet, so he dashin, yochid oysam epiyatz mechayiv, if the yochid makes a mistake on his own, he thought chaylev is mutter and he eats it, he's chayiv a korban. But by roy is bezdin potter. If he relied upon bezdin paskin the chaylev is mutter and he eats it, he's potter from a korban. Case said, what's the case? Cases like this. Hoyra bezdin paskin, she chaylev mutter. that you know you're allowed to eat the fat on top of the cave, on top of the stomach. They hold right now it's mutti. You're allowed to eat it. And one of the dayonim now remember that they made a mistake. One of the talmidim sitting in front of the bezdin realizes that they made a mistake. The royal Iran, this Talmud knows what he's talking about. He's right to be a poisik. To go in Shimon ben Azai. I would have thought to say maybe that pot in front of Korbin, because the mice and now they're relying upon Bezdin. Talmud, the Pesach says no. Piyasoisoi. Achas. That means Yochid oisa piyatsmoi. Only if a Yochid does the chet upon himself is he chayiv. But by Roy's Bezdin potter. By Roy's Bezdin is potter from the Korbin. So the Chura. Here we're dashing the Pesach to say that they made a mistake because of their own mistake, as they knew best they made a mistake, the Chayiv a Korban. So this Bryce dashes clearly the Chayiv a Korban. Elohechim is Kachaslos, you have a Kash on this Bryce also. How does the Bryce say that this Talmud, that's Roy Raw, has to bring his own Korban if he knows Chayiv is Treif and he ate it, the Chorot's amazed. So why is it called the Shoyvi Chayiv a Korban? It should be bothered from the Korban. So my answer to the case is like this. Kegoin diyada diyasa true. This Talmud remembers that he learned in Cheda that Chelev is Osa. He knows this fat is Osatit. So what was his mistake though? The Katoya the Mitzvah Lishmoya Dirbechachomim. He made a mistake that he thought even in such a case, still there's a mitzvah to listen to the Chachomim. If the Bezdin Paskin is Smuta, even though they're making a mistake in the Toyev Devar Mishnah, they're making a mistake in the Posik, he thought I'm supposed to listen to Bezdin. That was his mistake. Therefore, he's called the Shoigeg, and he's Chayiv a Korban. He's not called the Mezid. Satelo de Dimi, according to me, also Nami, the case of the Toya, the Mitzvah, Shmadim Chachamim. He made a mistake in this klal. Even though there is such a klal, you're supposed to listen to what the Chachamim say, but that's only if you know that you're not making a mistake in a Mishnah or in a Pasuk. But if you know the mistake is a clear mistake, you have no right to listen to them. Divri Arav, Divri Talmud, Divri Mishoimim. That's the Svar of Ein Shlich of the Bar Aveiro. That the Divri Rav, even if Rav is telling you you're allowed to do it, but if you know Hashem says not to do it, you don't listen to them. So he made this mistake, that's why they're Chayiv a Korban. Right. Zeh Aklal, HaTeilu B'yatz Mechayiv, the Mishnah repeats itself a few times. So the general rule is, if you rely upon yourself, you Chayiv. If you rely upon Beth, then you Potter. So Lesu Yemai, what does the Mishnah mean to include? Lesu Yemai, in the case of this, Mavitz Bayro. A person that always rebels against Bezdin, he doesn't listen to Bezdin anyway. So therefore, that's called, even if Bezdin passes the scale of his mut and he eats it, he'll be chayiv a korban. Because he's not eating it because of Bezdin. He always disregards Bezdin. That's not called Toilu Bedas Bezdin. He kicks Bezdin, right? Toilu Bezdin, Lasuya Mai, what do you mean he relies on Bezdin? Lasuya Hoira Bezdin, the Yodish Shato. Let's say Bezdin gave a psak today, that scale of his mut. Now tomorrow morning they realize they made a big mistake and the chosru b'hem, and they retract tomorrow morning. But this person did not realize that Bezdin retracted, and tomorrow afternoon he eats the chalif. Still he'd be potter from the carbon. Because at the time when he's eating it, he thinks Bezdin still gave the psak to the smutah. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. For the Gemara, the next Mishnah explains this clearly. It says this chiddush clearly later. Tomorrow says that's not a kasha. Tani v'adim mafarish. It says it once in our Mishnah, and the next Mishnah comes to explain it. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Zu dib Rav Yudah. Our Mishnah is only a das yochas on Rav Yudah shita that holds if you tola v'das bezdin yopata from the korban. It's only a yochid. Av chachom amayrim and we pass with chachomim. Av chachom amayrim yochid shasa v'roiz bezdin chayiv. No, if a yochid, not a tzibur. If it's less than the tzibur of deep listens to Bezdin, it's called the Shoigig Yishayiv HaKorbis. But the Machlokas Rav Yudah Nechachomim. My Rav Yudah, where is this Machlokas? The time you learn like this. The Pesach says, Im Nefesh Achas Techta B'Shkoga B'Yasoysa Harayelu Gimel Miyutim. There are three Miyutim in this Pesach. Nefesh Achas Techta. Rashi means down the Gemara and Shabbos Dash. There's two Jerushas from here that Zeh Yochel Spotter on Shabbos. But I come on the third Jerusha is like this. If you do the shoygig because of your own, you lied upon yourself, then you chayiv a korban. But by roi is bezdin potter. That's what you do. Droshia, nefesh achas techto, you only chayiv a korban yochid if you relied upon yourself. But when you relied upon bezdin, you're potter from the korban like our Mishnah. But Rabbanim argue, my Rabbanim, where the Rabbanim, the time went like this. Adayna anyoim is still, I would say, Miyat Kal Shechotu. The price is like this. If a Miyat, the minority of the Kal, did a chet, Chayovim, Vechay V'Korbin. Why? Shein Bezdin Mevin Aideim Par. Because the Bezdin does not bring a special Korbin for them. But Roiv Kal Shechotu is the majority of the Kal did a chet. We'll see later what does Kal mean. Does it mean a Shevet or the Ophai Yisrael? We'll see later. But if the majority of the Kal did a chet, you Pesum, I would have thought to say that Potter. Why? Sharei Bezdin Mevin Aideim Par. In a case where they did it by Heroes Bezdin, Bezdin brings a par for them. Talmud, the Potter still says no. Miyam Oretz. Afilu Ruba Viafilu Kula. Even if Roiv Klai So does a chet, as long as it's not because of a raw bezdin, they do it by themselves, the chayiv a korban. That's this brisa. Now let's explain. What does the brisa mean? B'mai, what is the brisa talking about? Lame, if you want to tell me, b'shigas maisa, a person made a mistake by himself. Nothing to do with the psak bezdin. So our brisa says that if a yachid makes a mistake, I understand why he brings the korban. But not if a tziva makes a mistake. For the, why? Because bezdin, by yechidim, do not bring kabonis. And by tzibu they bring a korban. For the Gemara, bezdin ma'ayv v'tayu. If we're talking about now a shugas ma'isa, there's no bezdin. Just you made your own mistake. So what do we bring down bezdin altogether for? Shaloi baro bezdin mi ma'isi shaloi baro. Without a psak of bezdin, is there any sad to say that there's a power to be brought? Elo, the case has to be baro. Yes, but bezdin paskin you allowed to. For the Gemara, so what are we dashing? Even though bezdin paskin, still yechai v'korban because it says miyam oritz. For the Gemara, but Kiksiv Miyamoritz, when it says the Pesuk Miyamoritz, the Shukkas Maisu the Siv. It's talking about a Yochid that makes his own mistake, not where he listens to Bezdin. So if we're talking about listening to Bezdin, what is the Bryce bring out the Pesuk Miyamoritz? El Arad, the Bryce means like this. Elav Hochikom, this is what the Bryce means to say. Miyat Kal Shechotu, true, only a minority of the Kal did a chet. But Shukkas Maisa, on their own, there was no psak bezdin. They by themselves made a mistake. Instead of eating shumin, they ate chelim. So chayavim, in such a case of minority, I understand clearly the chayiv a korban. Why? Shein bezdin mevin aideim par by raw. In a similar case, that if bezdin would have passed in that chelim is mutter, and yechidim would go and listen to them, bezdin does not have to bring a par. There's no special par. Therefore, the yechidim by themselves is chayiv a korban. By raw, kohen chayavim. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say the same thing, Roiv Tzibur, let's say Roiv of Klai Yisrael, Shosu B'Shigas Maisa, that they make a mistake by themselves, again, no Psak of Bezdin. I would have thought to say, if Roiv of the Tzibur makes a mistake and eats Cheluf today, because I thought it was Shumin, Yei Pturim, maybe also the Roiv Tzibur should be potter from the Korbin. Why? Sherei Bezdin Mevin Aleim Par by Ro. Because in a similar case, if there would have been a psak of Bezdin, and then Roiv of the Tzibur listens to Bezdin, there's a locha that the Yechidim, the Tzibur is potter from the Korbin, there's only one special power that the Bezdin brings. Talmud Lomar, the Pesuk says no, Meyam Oretz. That means that when do we have the Ptur? Only if the Tzibur listens to Bezdin. But if there's no Bezdin there, the Tzibur does it by themselves without a psak Bezdin, then the Chai the Korbin. Afilu Rubai, and Afilu Kol Yisrael. So what do we see from here? That we're saying now that there's a half a minute to say when Roiv Tzibur does the chet together, just like they do without Pipsak Bezdin. They're potter from the Korbin, so maybe they do it themselves also, they're potter from the Korbin. Kamash will know that's a chayiv a Korbin. But the Brisa says clearly, when Yechidim do it, then the chayiv a Korbin. Why? Because if Yechidim do it, even without Pipsak Bezdin, they're also chayiv a Korbin. This is the Chom Shita. Then when is there a ptur? If you listen to Bezdin, only if Roiv of the Tzibur listens to Bezdin, then there's a new korban tar. In other words, you always need a korban to be brought. Just as a new chiddush, we'll see later, that when Roiv of the Tzibur makes the mistake, then there's a new korban tar to be brought that is chaper on everybody. But if only Yechidim do the chet, even though they relied upon Bezdin, still they have to bring a korban. That's the Chom Shita they argue in our Mishnah, that even Yechidim, if they listen to Bezdin, still the chayiv a korban. The only psur is when you have roif. Now, Omer Papa, who told you that's the price here? Tumah maybe loyhein v'loy bezdin. Maybe nobody has to bring the carbon by yechidim. Maybe both.
In other words, who says like there's a machlekes here? Who says Rabbanan hold that Malika Mishnah that if a yochid does api bezdin, he's potter. Maybe by yechidim, both are potter. Tumah loyhein v'loy bezdin. Both the yochid, since he's totally in bezdin, he's potter, and the bezdin is also potter from the par. The par is only if the roif tziva does it. Smur says, no, that can't be pshan as braisa. The yochiv, that'll be pshan as braisa. That they're going, even yechidim that listen to Bezdin are also poto. If so, my iru de kumahada rubai. Lechiyuvai, why does this braisa have to say a chiddish? That when the roiv tziva does the chet by themselves, the chayiv a korbin, no, I would have thought to say that poto from the korbin. You have to teach me that the chayiv a korbin, and what's the reason why they would have thought that poto from the korbin? Because since the vidura, pi her roiv Bezdin, they are poto. I would have thought to say even when they do it without a heroic bezdin. Also their potter, that's the Chishon's brisa. No, in that case, the chayiv. But if you're telling me now, like my year with the Gemahad Le'arubah the Chiyuvay, Lav Mechlal, isn't it a proof, Dimyuta by Ro, Kaimalei, Dimechayvay, Pohe Ro. Isn't it a proof that since the brisa only goes to explain that if the Tzibur does it by themselves to the chayiv, or Mashaykh, and if Yechidim do it, then for sure they're chayiv, a korban. Why? Because even when a yochid does it, api haroyz bezdin also is chayiv. So that's the proof in this price here, like we were saying before. That this price holds like the chomim, that if a yochid does, listens to the bezdin, does api haroyz bezdin, still is chayiv, a korban. Therefore we understand clearly that if yechidim do a chet by their own mistake, their own shogeg, for sure they're chayiv, a korban. There's no reason to pater them. The only havamina was where a tzibur does a chet b'shigas atzmoi, I would have thought to say, since if they do it b'shigas bezdin, b'alpiroiz bezdin, they're potter from the korban then, because bezdin has to bring a par, maybe a tzibur without a bezdin also is potter, that's the chiddush know that the chayiv. But for yechidim, there's no havamina, because pshit the yechidim a chayiv a korban, even when they do it by roiz bezdin. Yeah. V'amechal demyuta by roa, kaimalei demechayiv by roa. In other words, says, but the head of a soul, Bereisha, why didn't the Reisha come back and explain, let's explain it again. Like, if it was according to what you're saying, it should have went to explain again to say that a miyut, people that do it, b'shigas maisa, yeah, from the head, and Reisha should have explained, Bereisha al miyut, d'mechai b'shigas maisa. First, it should have explained that if Yechidim do it by themselves, Pshita the Chayiv Korban. Well, it said then it should have also explained the head of Aruba Lechiyuva B'Shigas Maisa. That not only Yechidim when they do a Chet by themselves and their own Shoigig or the Chayiv Korban, but even a Tzibur if they do it, Al Pi Harois Atzmoi, that the Chayiv Korban. El Alav, isn't it? Midole Mahadara Miyuta the Mechayiv B'Shigas Maisa. Since the Brisa does not at all go to explain any reason why, if Yechidim do it by their own mistake, that the chayiv a korban, or the person at the end, that's only mahadra goes to go back to explain al ruba lechiyuv b'shigas maisa. It only the brayt only goes to explain what's the reason, why it's the svara if the tziba does it b'shigas maisa, they do it because they rely upon their own mistake that the chayiv a korban. Shmamin is a clear proof in this brayt that miyuta b'hiro chayovin hein kis v'sira. But that's treated to this brayt that if yechidim do the chet, even though they're totally without Bezdin, they do it because Bezdin told its mutter, still the chayiv, the regular korban chattis. But b'shloi barois, chayiv hein kis v'sira, b'shloi baro, b'shigas maisa, chayovim. And who are doing without her roh, whether it was with her roh, was without her roh, doesn't make a difference. This price also concerns the chom shiter is, that the yechidus is not roh tzibur, even if you do it afi Bezdin, still you have to bring a korban. Whether you do it afi yatsma, whether you do it afi Bezdin, still you have to bring a korban. Let's see, Tavayu, Stom, Mitinan. Both brises here are Stam. Both Mishnah, Mimadi, Kamais, who says our first one's Rabbi Yehuda. Who brises are Rabbonim, maybe if we change it around. Mazman, Shamal, the Dorish, Mutsa, Ki, Hai, Gavner, Rabbi Yehudi. Tanya, Bidu, Aime. Alright, we'll continue on the next time. Yes, so far we had that it was Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul that said Zu Diver Rabbi Yehuda, that the loch of our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, but the Chum argue. Again, our Mishnah holds that if the Yochid listens to the Psak of Bezdin, where Bezdin passed in wrong, and the Yochid listens to him, so our Mishnah says he's taught from the Korban. So Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the Yochid, but the Chum holds that he's Chayiv the Korban. Let's see at the bottom, next to last line. Michti, let's see. Tavayu Stomi. So what was his proof? Because we had two Stam Mishnahs, two Stam Brises, that one said a Yochid that listens to Bezdin is Chayiv a Korban, and one said a Yochid that listens to Bezdin is Potter from a Korban. But it did not mention Rabbi Yehuda's name. So the question was, Michti, let's see. Tavayu Stomi Tanan. Both Brises, like says Stam. One Brise says a Yochid is Chayiv,
And one price says the Yaakov is Potter. If so, Mimai the Kamaiser of Yehuda, who told you the first Brisa that darshens the Potsik of Nefesh Achas Techto is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that holds that a Yochid that listens to Bezdin is Potter from the Korbin, Ubas Raisa Rabbonin. And the second Brisa that says Tam, that a Yochid is Chayiv according to the Rabbonin, it doesn't say any names. Eima Ipcha, why don't I say the opposite way around? Let's say the first Brisa that says that the Yochid listens to Bezdin is Chayiv, is Potter, is the Rabbonin Shita. And maybe Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says is Chayiv. Samar says, no, man shamet le de dorish miyuto kiay gavna. Which time did we hear that darshan the chumash such a way makes such miyutim? Like our first brisa made the drush, the pasuk says, nefesh achas techata bishgoga. So we darshan nefesh techata bishgoga, three miyutim. So who makes such miyutim like this? Samar says, Reb Yehuda, it must be Reb Yehuda. The tanya would run like this. Reb Yehuda says, the pasuk says,